prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise. Prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Sheikh Firoz Abadi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi has said, when you sit in a gathering, a majlis, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Allah Azza wa Jal will appoint an angel which will keep you away from backbiting. And when you depart from the congregation, the mahfil, when you leave, again recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. The angel will then keep others from backbiting against you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Allah Azza wa Jal has gifted us with this ability to speak. And this ability is a great gift. When we recite the glorious Quran with this gift, then alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, the angels descend and listen, and we raise our ranks in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we use this tongue and this amazing ability to speak in the wrong way, we open up the doors of hell for ourselves. Indeed, life can be beautiful if we could control this tongue, and we could control this ability to speak. Indeed, in Minhaj al-Abidin, page 344, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, it is narrated that Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi said that Sayyidina Shaykh Yunus bin Ubaydullah rahmatullahi alayhi said, my nafs has the ability to fast in a hot city like Basra during the severe summer days, but does not have enough power to control my tongue from unnecessary speech. Allahu Akbar. So the test is there. The temptations are there. But you have to strive in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal to try and protect this tongue and to use it in the right way. And if used in the right way, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the rewards can be phenomenal. The achievements can be amazing. Courteous and polite words can change the world of those around you. And your life can become blissful and full of blessings and mercy. Allahu Akbar. There was a pious saint from Khorasan. This was an area in Iran, and it's something that we need to listen to very carefully. And really the power of this ability to speak and how using it in a good way, in a wise way, in a controlled manner can give you rewards beyond comprehension. Allahu Akbar. So this scholar from Khorasan in Iran was ordered in a dream, present Islam to the nation of the Mughals. In that era, Hulagu's son, Taqudr Khan, was in power. He was a non-Muslim, and he hated the Muslims, and in fact was on a mission to eradicate Islam. This pious saint of Allah Azza wa Jal traveled to meet him. And when he arrived at his court, there were many people there. He had traveled to meet him, and he was decorated with the beautiful sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had a beautiful beard.
And the king, when he saw him, he wanted to mock him and make a joke out of him. So he said, "Let me know if your beard is better or the tail of my dog is better." So having traveled to the court of the king, this great saint, Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, presents himself, and this worldly, ignorant king makes a joke about his beard. It was a joke which would enrage most of us. It would anger us. And we would probably give a reply that would meet the harsh words full on. But the walis of Allah Azza wa Jal are full of hikmat and wisdom. Knowing this was his opportunity, he calmly replied in a wise manner and said, "I am also the dog of my creator Allah Azza wa Jal. If I am able to prove my loyalty to Allah Azza wa Jal, and I am successful in pleasing him, then I am better than your dog. But if I fail in this duty, then your dog and its tail is better than me. Allahu Akbar." Since he was a practicing preacher, and he was a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, his beautiful words in the face of such a mocking and despicable joke pierced the heart of the king. Allahu Akbar. Because of the sweetness of his tongue, because of the fact that his tongue ever remained moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and so it had a beauty to it, the king came to his senses. He had asked a bitter question to which he expected a response which was equally befitting. But he had been given a beautiful response which had softened his heart. He said to the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, this saint, he said, "You are now my guest. Stay with me." The saint stayed in the palace, and every evening the dukr would visit him. And he would call him politely, and the wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, the saint, would make individual efforts upon him and show him the beauty of Islam, until gradually the very person who was an enemy to Islam, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, because of the sweet words of this great scholar, this wise scholar, accepted Islam. Taduka became a Muslim, but not only did he become a Muslim, but his entire nation embraced Islam. After reverting to Islam, he was given the name of Ahmad. And history testifies that this barbaric nation were gifted with the treasures of Iman because of the sweet words of this preacher of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And this Mughal Empire in Central Asia, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, became an Islamic empire. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the Madni channel, today, in our homes, in our workplaces, in our gatherings, there is a battle. A battle of words, which wreaks havoc upon our society, upon our mind, and upon our peace and our tranquility. And a lot of that is caused by misuse of this tongue. A lot of that is caused by people who do not control what they say, who don't think before they speak, who blurt out whatever comes into their mind, Allahu Akbar, who indulge in excessive talking, They talk for the sake of talking and often end up lying and backbiting and tale-telling. They have no concept of controlling their tongue. And by misusing this gift of Allah Azza wa Jal, they not only make their own life a misery, but they make the life of those around them a misery as well. Seeing that, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, if we keep these following three guidelines in mind, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, they will be very beneficial. Bad talk is bad in all circumstances. And then Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi writes, he says, staying quiet is better than unnecessary talk. So avoid the bad talk no matter what the situation. And if you can't say good, then stay quiet. Don't talk bad. Then he goes on to say that talking good is better than being quiet. So there, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we have a beautiful set of standards. Avoid bad at all cost and stay quiet. And if you want to increase yourself in virtues, then instead of staying quiet, talk good. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to avoid backbiting. Whether that be by spoken words, or by gestures, or by some other means, no matter what the method, we should avoid hurting fellow Muslims. Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az Razi rahmatullah alayhi has said, if you can benefit the believers by these three means, you will be considered a person who favors others. If you cannot benefit your fellow Muslim, don't hurt them. Two, if you cannot give them happiness, do not dishearten them. And three, if you cannot appreciate them, do not talk ill about them. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, look at the Madni mindset that our great scholars are trying to instill in us. You should be looking to benefit Muslims and to try and take away their difficulties, their distress. As a Muslim, you shouldn't be out to hurt them, and backbiting hurts. You should be giving them happiness and making them happy rather than making them sad. Backbiting makes them sad, so you should avoid it. And thirdly, you should appreciate them and respect them and honor them and not talk ill about them by backbiting them. And not only should you avoid anything that may hurt them by refraining from things that you can speak, but also you should avoid any action that hurts them. You should avoid any writing that hurts them. You should avoid even smiling if it is going to hurt a person. And you might think, well, how can smiling hurt a person? But if somebody is backbiting somebody, and you are smiling and laughing along, you are part of that. Or if somebody is praising somebody, but you smile in a sarcastic way to suggest, well, you don't really know him, I know what he's really like, that is also considered backbiting. And without any reason, if you agree to backbiting statements, you are also indulging in a grave sin. Even though you haven't said anything, you just sat there nodding your head, Allahu Akbar. You are indulging in sin. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Sheikh Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullah alayh, and here we are talking about a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a great friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, who passes away while in the state of prostration in Makkah al-Mukarramah. This is the person whose statement we're going to read. Allahu Akbar. He says, When a Muslim mentions his Islamic brother in good words, the angels that are with him supplicate for him. And they say, may Allah Azza wa Jal also grant you the same. Allahu Akbar. How many times during the day do we ever raise our hand for our Muslim brother? Our learned scholars, our aslaf have shown us that is the way. And by praising your brother, you also get the reward of the angels praying for you. He goes on to say, and if a person talks ill against his Islamic brother, then the angels say, you exposed your brother's secrets, look at yourself. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal that he has kept your shortcomings concealed. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today, this is a major problem we have. The problem is that we see faults in others that sometimes aren't even there. But we shouldn't be searching for faults in others. We shouldn't have bad suspicions in relation to others. We should think good of others. We should pray for others. We should avoid hurting them. We should avoid hurting their feelings. Yet, what do? We hold ourselves in high esteem and hold others in lowly grades. Islam taught us the opposite. Islam taught us that look at others in a good way. Have good opinions about them. Think of them in a respected and highly dignified manner. When it comes to yourself, rebuke yourself. Analyze your actions. Think about the bad habits that you've got. Pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that they go away. Repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that they go away. And don't be arrogant. And yet, we don't see our own faults. We see the faults of others. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this tongue, this ability to speak, is an amazing gift. It is a gift which we can use to transform the world around us. If we learn sweet words, if we learn to control this, our houses would be gardens of delight. If we learned how to use these words in a beautiful way, as taught by the beautiful Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our relationships, which at the moment suffer because of our backbiting and our tale-telling and our lying, would become stronger and would bring us peace and tranquility. We wouldn't fight with our brothers. We wouldn't fight with our sisters and our parents and our friends, because we would use this tongue in a beautiful way and avoid using it in ways that would hurt others. And even when somebody hurt us or said something, we would still, in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reply in a beautiful and dignified way. And the effect that would have on the heart of the person who had done wrong against us would be amazing. Today, if your household is having difficulty, carry out an analysis. Are people backbiting in my house? Is that the reason that the barakah is disappearing? I'm working 14 hours a day. We've got everything, every luxury under the sun. But there is besakuni. There is no peace. There is no tranquility. Everybody's upset. There is tension in the house. Distress. Calamity after calamity. Where is it coming from? Is it because when we sit down in the evening, we are indulging in backbiting? Is it because through backbiting and lying and slandering and misuse of this tongue, we have destroyed all the pleasure in the gifts of Allah Azza wa Jal? It's time to think. If our house is in dire straits, if people are arguing constantly, if husband and wife are at each other's throats, if children and parents are fighting, ask yourself, is it because of backbiting? And if it is, take yourself to task over it. Because you have not heeded the warnings that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. You have not heeded what the Quran said. You've not learnt the lesson. You've fallen into the tricks of the shaitan, who slipped in the ghibat through the back door because you weren't concentrating, made you commit sin. Even when you were doing dua, you were thinking bad of others and you were talking about them in your dua. Even when you were passing conversation, you pretended that you weren't going to talk about others. Or you tried to belittle the impact of it, saying, such and such is a bit stingy, a bit like me. And by pretending to say a bit like me, you were trying to dampen the blow. But it's still backbiting. By saying, he's a bit arrogant, a bit like me. By adding that bit like me, made you feel better. But it didn't reduce the sin of backbiting. By pretending to belittle others, but trying to apply it to yourself, just to soften the blow, didn't mean that backbiting changed, my dear Islamic brothers. The shaitan was there to deceive you. But who are you trying to deceive? Yourself? No. In whatever form it comes, backbiting is a disease. It is a disease which kills you slowly. It is a disease which kills your religion. It is a disease which Hujjatul Islam, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, has explained that this person lies when offering condolences and making du'as. If his intention was to supplicate, then he could have done it in private after salah. And if he had felt bad about the others making a mistake, then he should have been sorry about publicizing others' mistakes. If you really are concerned about one of your brothers, why are you publicizing the mistake? Why are you telling others about his bad habits, his faults? If you are really worried about him, the shaitan deceives you. Say, I'm worried about him and that's why I'm talking about him. But just stop there. If you were worried about him, take him alone to one side in the beautiful way that Islam teaches us. Speak to him about his fault and ask him to change it. Why are you going to the third person and mentioning his fault? What do you intend to achieve by that? Apart from gaining the grave sins of backbiting, giving up your good deeds and causing a cancer in society. Allahu Akbar. Don't let the shaitan fool you. It's foolish people who think that they're doing good by backbiting. Those are foolish people. And the shaitan has truly deceived them. Because backbiting never achieves anything. In fact, it causes so much damage to Islamic society that we see today problems after problems after problems. Marriages are breaking down and divorce rates are going up because of backbiting. Children aren't speaking to parents and parents aren't speaking to children because of backbiting. Brothers and sisters are arguing amongst themselves because of backbiting. Brothers haven't spoken to each other for 20 years because it all started off because of this backbiting. Family members, uncles and aunties, not been to each other's houses. When you trace it back, it started from backbiting. Family feuds leading to murder even, all starts from backbiting. Allahu Akbar. The peace, the tranquility, the chain, the sukoon of entire khandan, entire clans has been destroyed by this evil of backbiting. And yet today still, unfortunately, the shaitan tries to convince us that, it's nothing. It doesn't matter. Everybody's doing it. Allahu Akbar. And we continue to ruin our lives. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, if we really want to change, then there is a way. And what the scholars write is this, that every disease is curable. And the disease of backbiting is curable as well. but you have to change your environment, your sobat, those you are with. If you stick with the wrong people who are used to habitual backbiting, it is part of their lives, they can't get away from it. No matter how much you try, if you sit with those people, you will end up backbiting. Is that company of those people for an hour or so, so important and so mesmerizing and delicious and so relieving to you that you are willing to give up all the blessings and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this world? You are willing to take on the torments of the grave in the hereafter? And you're willing to face humiliation on the day of judgment and enter the fire of hell? No mahfil in this world is worth that. So what the scholars write is, if you want to cure this disease of backbiting, you need to change your circle. You need to be with people who avoid backbiting. You need to be with people who recognize the dangers of backbiting. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, the Madani mindset is given to avoid this heinous crime. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, when brothers are talking, if somebody is about to indulge in backbiting, they will politely stop him and change the subject. And then constantly, by staying with the right people, the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, who have learnt the dangers of backbiting, we too will pick up the good habits of how to avoid backbiting. By watching Madani channel constantly, we will learn different rules in relation to controlling the tongue and the consequences thereof. Allahu Akbar. To help establish a Madani mindset, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Amir al-Sunnah Damar Barakatumul Aliyah has given us a beautiful Madani concept. This concept of Kufle Madina, a spiritual lock on the tongue, subhanallah, a spiritual lock of Medina. And what Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatumul Aliyah says is that we should try and lock our tongues in the yard, in the remembrance of Medina, and try and avoid any profanity, any backbiting. And to gain that state of mind and that Madani mindset, one has to constantly monitor the environment that you're in. If you're watching Madani channel constantly, if you are watching the Madani Mazakras on Saturdays, if you are attending the Thursday night Ijtamaz of Dawat-e-Islami, if you are traveling in the Madani Kaflas of Dawat-e-Islami with the devotees of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, then gradually over time, you will start to appreciate the dangers of backbiting. You will start to see the rewards of keeping your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will start to see the beauty and the effect on your mind and soul of reciting Durood-e Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. In short, if you change your environment at home and around you to come into a beautiful Madani mindset of Kufle Madina of the tongue, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you will reap the rewards, the blessings, and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal in everything you do in this world. And angels will come down to protect you and keep company with you. And when you get to your grave, if you spent a life of piety protecting your tongue, staying away from backbiting, reciting the Quran, then the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal will help you in your grave. And that grave will be lightened. And you will see that the breeze of Jannah is blowing. And on the day of judgment, when the book of deeds is opened, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you will see keeping your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in this world got you great reward. And avoiding backbiting in this world meant that you are not throwing away your good deeds. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to protect our tongue. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to avoid all bad speech, all bad talking. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to be quiet rather than talk bad. And may Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to speak good rather than be quiet. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to recite through the Paak in abundance and read the kalama at the time of our death. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise. Prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise.